This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
See, this is why it's different when it comes from me, because I'm going to be really nice about it.
Yeah.
If it's okay with you and if you don't mind, and I hope you understand, but we have a lot to be doing.
And we genuinely do, and we're not messing.
Like, literally. And you're very important to us, but our best company is Voya, which you're about to hear. So it's actually a better thing for you.
So true. It was a great show today.
Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how are we?
Good morning.
We're off again, lads. We're on the road. Again.
Where are we going?
We're just here.
Okay, so we're on a stationary road.
But we're on a stationary road on the station that is Spin, and we've 3 hours on the road again. Do you get me, Fiona?
So true.
The analogy
that is
sometimes.
Just so gorgeous. Wow.
So nice. Poor old sleeping situation in my house is just abysmal. No one can seem to get to sleep.
Really?
Poor Jack woke up at about 2 o'clock and was like, I just can't settle. And I was like, go to the spare room.
Yeah, get out.
As in, leave. It's just so beautiful being on your own.
It really
is. It's a different level of,
yeah. No, it's absolutely stunning.
How many pillows would be enough pillows for you now? I know it's different at the moment, maybe, with everything going on.
Yeah.
But for the head now, how many pillows would you normally?
I do too. And we actually just got some new pillows. Sorry, this is groundbreaking. This is very exciting for people. Dwayne did like a shout out on his story being like, what is a good pillow? Because I feel like people, it divides a nation.
It does.
And we got some ones from Next and they're pretty firm.
Okay.
And they're very good. And
you're
so
happy with that.
We have two of those each.
Mm.
And then I hug one.
Yeah.
And that's enough.
You see, Jack's one of these people that he hates loads of stuff on the bed. So I'd be happy there now with a duvet and a throw and, you know, a pillow and maybe a cushion somewhere, you know, like all around me.
Of course.
He can't cope. And when he first moved in, he had a big issue with my firm pillows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's a softer boy.
He's like, you know, one of those ones where your head sinks into the point where you're flat on the bed.
No, it's not
and
good.
And I kind of got on board for a while. I was like, this is a bit of crack. And then I was like, I can't sleep.
No.
So,
you don't want
I don't
to be
know.
Sinking into an alternative universe.
That's how it feels.
That's
all
what
the
your
time.
Dreams are for,
and
not for
up,
your actual physical head.
And there's like a duck feather up your nose
no.
like when you wake up overnight.
No, girl. And they prick you as well.
They
like
do.
Come through the pillow and they hurt
do.
You.
They're
it's actually, it's a health hazard.
Nasty
Jack,
little
get
feckers.
Into that spare room.
Yeah. And that's, I think, where he is right now. And I had a lovely sleep with my firm pillows.
God bless.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
You might be noticing in your own life with your friends and family and people around you, a lot of people are breaking up at the moment. I was talking about it on the show last week. I feel like there's breakups happening. And maybe there's something happening with the moon. Mm. Maybe there's something
Mercury
in the waters.
Mercury could be retrograding.
Oh, yeah, retrograde, what have you. But it just feels like people are making realizations. And, you know, maybe that's hard coming up to Valentine's Day. Or maybe it's the right decision to make for you and yours. Trim the fat. Get it done. If it's not working, cast it to the side, I always say. And Valentine's Day is obviously happening. People are like scrambling to book restaurant reservations and what have you. I saw a list on Love in Dublin of like best places in Dublin to break up with someone.
That's terrible.
It
as
is.
In landmarks, like.
Yeah. They were like a car park, like by Christchurch and kind of stuff like that. You know what
oh,
I mean?
God.
I guess maybe where you can make a speedy exit.
I had a break up in a McDonald's car park before. So
a McDonald's
grim.
Car park? Is that in Waterford?
In Waterford, yeah.
Okay, so you both like got your six nuggets and said, this is where we
now.
Leave it.
Yeah, the fact that you're into the gherkins.
That is the deal breaker for a lot of people. But I was thinking, maybe you can use Valentine's Day as a bit of a test to see, like, right, one last hurrah, is the rally going to work or are we going to leave it here?
Okay.
So I've come up with a short list of worst date spots in Dublin for Valentine's Day.
So worst day spots for Valentine's Day if you're about to break up with someone, is that what you're saying?
Worst in general for, let's test the relationship. Let's see, can we make it through a date at this spot?
Gotcha.
And if not, it's time to go. Okay, starting off strong with Bosaurus. an often misunderstood feat of architectural innovation in mm-hmm. Dublin's skyline. So if you and your date can agree on whether Bosaurus is an eyesore or a national treasure that should be protected due to the mysterious theatre that's allegedly in the basement, then I think you can make it through anything. Next up, the bathrooms in St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre. Of course, you can tell your date that you have no cash for the 25 cent entrance fee.
Who has that kind of cash?
Yeah, exactly. But even though they now famously take Revolut.
Do they?
Yeah, and you can make them pay for the both of you.
You can also judge them and or like respect them if they wait for someone to come out and hold the door for you.
Yeah, if you like really...
As you should,
If you're from Dublin and you know what's up, you're not paying into those bathrooms.
Come
on. On the note of Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, you can take them to the doors by Dunn's at St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre. So you're both just constantly having to hold them open for everyone and like not quite knowing if the next person is too far away and that you don't have to hold for them. So you're in a kind of weird limbo together.
Is this glass door going to plunk me in the nose?
Exactly.
Who knows? Are you going to protect me if that happens?
Yeah, violence is always looming. The stakes are high. It's romantic. Why not take your loved one to your favourite car salvage yard on the Naas Road? If you didn't manage to get a dinner reservation, no worries. Just sit back and relax in an abandoned Fiat Punto and see if you can get the radio to work. Hey, don't forget to keep Spin Loud for a romantic soundtrack to your night and watch that oil leak. The place where I got my tongue pierced when I was 18 and ended up in A&E because it wouldn't stop bleeding. DM me for details if you want the specific name of that place.
Okay.
Won't shout them out now. Mm-hmm. And of course, while we're on the subject of A&E, A&E itself at St. James's Hospital. No better time to pay them a visit than a busy Saturday night.
Your brain, girl.
Thank you.
Your brain.
Hey, see how it goes. With you and yours this Valentine's Day.
Can't believe that happened to you about your tongue piercing.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you all one day.
Terrible. This is the home of 10 plus 1. It returns today with Michaela from 10 o'clock this morning. Catch Michaela or Steve K play an 11th song in a row and win some amazing prizes. Now, big news this morning. We're all waking up to Brenda Fricker is to receive Freedom of Dublin City. That massive award. Yeah. If you don't know who I'm talking about, well, you should. Known for her role as Pigeon Woman in Home Alone 2. That was way back in 1992. Arguably one of the things she was most famous for, I suppose, apart from My Left Foot and others
as
well.
Yeah. A bit more light and airy than My Left Foot.
Yeah. Heavy
themes there.
Now, this was all proposed by Dublin's Lord Mayor, Ray McAdam. She was praised for as a distinguished cultural figure and for her contribution to Irish cinema and family entertainment. Just looking back, I suppose, at the historical rights to freedom of the city, this was all a bit of crack, I suppose, back in the day. You had the right not only to trade in the city, but the right to carry a sword if you saw fit, if you were given this title.
Handy, you know, you might need one. Mm. Random place.
Exemption from certain taxes and duties.
Good.
The privilege of grazing livestock in the city. You could have some sheep in Stephen's Green,
yes,
should you want.
That's the famous one, isn't it?
And there's others as well. It's a bit more boring in the modern era. It's more of just a ceremonial title. However, still nice.
You can't bring your sheep onto Stephen's Green?
I don't think so. Just
it's annoying.
It's just health and safety with the droppings and stuff. It's all gone very woke these days.
It's gone mad.
She will become the 89th recipient. I'd be a bit raging. I thought it was a bit more of an exclusive bunch. It was first given to Isaac Butt in 1876. He was an Irish barrister.
Go on, Isaac.
He was a nationalist leader as well.
Slay.
He wasn't the originator of the home rule term,
okay,
but he was the first to make it effective.
Okay, well, that's
slogan.
Look, like everyone plays their part
100%.
In home rule.
There's loads of people on the list. It took 13 years to get a woman on the list, but we got there. So I'm going to just walk you through a few of them, and I want you to tell me if this person holds the rights to the freedom of the city of Dublin or not.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So we'll kick off with Greta Thunberg.
Can she
graze her flock in Stephen's Green?
Oh, I don't think she's been here. I don't think she's taken the boat to Dublin. I'm going to say no.
Well, you're wrong.
She has.
She has the Freedom of Dublin City Award.
No.
She was granted it in 2023. Does Panty Bliss hold this title?
She deserves it, but I'm going to say no.
Yeah, you're right. Unfortunately not, but yes, absolutely deserves it. Barack and Michelle Obama.
I know they have it.
Yeah, they do. They both got the double award for them in 2023 as well, actually. Brian O'Driscoll. I'm wrong with the date on the Barack and Michelle Obama, by the way.
That's
just realised it definitely wasn't 2023.
They came back recently. No, I don't think Bod has it.
Brian O'Driscoll does have it.
Does he?
He was given it back in 2013. Hozier.
Hozier, no.
Should do, though.
Yeah. He should.
Next up, Stephanie Roach.
Hey, Shankill girl like myself, she should have it. I don't think she does.
You're right again. She doesn't, but she should. Kelly Harrington.
Ooh. Let's say
Boxer
yes.
Kelly Harrington.
No, I know, of course, but let's say.
I don't know. Girl, don't
I'm
worry.
Just thinking, can I see her with the sheep on Stephen's Green? I know who Kelly Harrington.
I wasn't saying that to you. I was saying to everybody listening.
Oh, thank you. I thought you were giving me the nod like Dublin Boxer. Hakuna
no.
Matata. Let's say she does.
She does, yeah.
Duck
she got
one.
It after the Olympics, didn't she, back
yes.
in 2022. Sinead Burke. Activist Sinead Burke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go on, give it to her.
Nah, she doesn't, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah. Sally Rooney.
Sally Rooney. Oh, I don't think she has it.
She doesn't, but she should.
Yeah.
Mother Teresa.
What is
of Calcutta.
Go on, give it to MT.
MT got it back in 1993. I saw a documentary at some point about Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Not as sound as she seemed.
Apparently that's a thing. She wasn't that nice.
No. She was a bit of a divil.
Bit of a wagon.
Some other notable people who did make it onto the list. Jack Charlton in 1994.
Very good.
Nelson Mandela in 1988. Pope John Paul II got it in 1979. Eamon de Valera is there from 1975. Big gap. There was only really for about 15 years. Bono, Adam Clayton and The Edge. Are there four members of U2 or three?
Yeah, there's one more.
How
Larry.
Lousy.
Yeah. Does he not have it? Larry Mullen.
The three lads have it and Larry doesn't.
Maybe
that's
he
so
turned
upsetting.
It down. One of them's English. Oh, is it Adam or Larry? I don't know.
Well, I don't think that John Paul II is Irish as well, so I don't think that's
yeah,
the
but
issue.
He's responsible for so many kids here when everyone had the night away in Dublin to see the Pope. Many children conceived.
Bob Geldof got it back in 2005. We're all Bob Geldof fans, more so after the back of him playing on Friday night at the Hot Press gig with the Boomtown Rats.
Oh my God, we're absolutely rallying this yoke around.
Jim Gavin got it in 2019.
Very good.
Yeah.
He got more than that.
I didn't give it to him, did I? Tony Houlihan got it in 2020 as well. And Mary Aiken in 2022. So there you go. We've all earned something, we hope.
Wow.
We know that Kelly Harrington is a boxer. That's
very important. I've been telling you for a while now that I've had to swap my car out. I am having a baby very soon and my car is a Golf, so it's low down, it's a two-door, it wouldn't really be practical for like putting a car seat in and out, and it hurts my back now to get in and out of, to be honest, and I'm not looking to have any more injuries as I get on in years and progress to the next stage of my life. Thank you very much.
How long have you had the car?
I've had that one. I've actually only had that one like 3 years,
right.
And before that, I had a Polo. I've just always been low down to the ground, where I feel humble and safe. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I needed to get one that's a bit higher up, a bit of a mom car, a bit of a, you know, station wagon.
I remember when I was getting the car that I have now, like not a new car, like a used car.
Yeah.
I'm going to say over three years ago, and I remember going in. And that car that I drive was the most impractical purchase in the whole place, because it was a few years older than, say, some of the other ones that was for sale for the same price. It had more mileage on it than others.
Oh.
I remember my parents being like, what are you doing? And I was like, the rest of them look like mom cars.
Well,
like,
that's important.
And it was this like big kind of Jeep thing, but not a cool one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
and, like,
no, I know exactly what you mean.
Like, stop him. I get a grip. Like, be more practical. But I was like, I just want the Volvo.
You want to look like a little rocket driver. Driving around, don't look like some ma. So the car that I've swapped it to is literally my mother's old car, because she bought a new one before Christmas. So she was like, "You can have mine if you want." It's a Nissan Juke. I was googling
them
yesterday.
Yourself as usual.
Yeah, but I'm not going to give the reg or anything. There's a reason I'm telling you the make of it. I had to Google it yesterday because my dad was like, we were swapping over the cars, and I was driving with him for a while. And he couldn't find the oil stick under the bonnet. So he was like, Google, where is oil stick in Nissan Juke 1.4 litre diesel? And I was like, okay. And I was trying to Google this for him, because he was like honestly taking years off my life, like preparing me for childbirth. I was so painful. And I was Googling it. And what came up while I was Googling it was, what is the ugliest Nissan car in existence? So I don't think I'm going to be like an absolute ride driving around.
I'll be a milf in your juke.
Yeah, it's practical. Do you know what I mean? It's grand. So yeah, it's been a bit of a big transition. I was telling you before Christmas as well, my mom got a valet on this car that like left it like
nice.
Do you think?
Yeah,
they're on a list for ugliest cars in the world. So I'm dealing with that at the moment. I was telling you before Christmas as well, I got it my mom got it valeted and in a place my dad recommended again. And it was like smelled of damp. She had to get like a professional like smell extractor expert in to come and like try and get the smell of damp out of it. And he said it was the worst valet he'd ever seen.
Oh
so we're dealing with a lot. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And I'm just feeling like it's a new identity for me. And I'm trying to still feel like myself with this car. And I was thinking, what would popular early 2000s rapper Exhibit have to say about this? And the team down at West Coast Creations. If you don't know what I'm talking about, if you weren't alive at that time, there was a popular show called Pimp My Ride, okay? And Exhibit and his crew used to get cars that were in rag order and should be off the road, and he'd fix it by putting a swimming pool in the back and putting some flames on the side. Absolutely no structural fixing to the car to make it run better. He just put a swimming pool in. So with that considered, I'm going to be pimping mom's ride, and that's to come very shortly. I'll tell you how I'm going to make this car more cool, gain back a bit of street cred, and you listening, if you're facing something similar, maybe you can take some inspo.
Lovely.
Yeah, that's on the way.
The Duke's being bejazzled.
It's getting a bejazzled.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Aaron Rowe and Please Don't Hate Me. That is new Irish music straight out of Dublin. It's so good.
So good. Love it. Good morning. I was telling you there, I have swapped my car over. I've actually bought my mother's old car off her because I'm going to be a parent soon and I needed a car that was a bit higher up and had four doors so I can put a car seat into the back.
And what's great about that as well, if there's ever a problem with the car, you can be like, Mom, you never declared that.
Yeah. Fix that. And, you know, it's maybe a bit less sexy than my old car. I'm feeling like I'm you know, transitioning into a different stage in my life, and I'm trying to come to grips with that identity crisis I'm having. So I was thinking, what would Exhibit do? And the crew down at West Coast Creations from Pimp My Ride, a very forgotten show that was big on MTV in the early 2000s, where they would fix rundown bangers by putting a swimming pool in the back. And with that said, I'm going to be pimping Mom's Ride right now. So I hope you enjoy this. DJ, hit that track. So you're gonna be a parent, and your car is no crack. You gotta hit us up to get your sweet wheels back. You got to Moms. All right, here at West Coast Creations, we know how important it is to keep your child safe from the newborn stage up to 10 years old in a car seat or booster. But at the same time, you want the child to be a bit of crack, so we've taken out the dated, boring car seat and replaced it with a 2 meter deep swimming pool, complete with jets and rainforest shower. How did we manage to insert a 2 meter deep swimming pool in a car, you ask? You'll hear a lot of dragging when you're on the motorway and maybe see some sparks, but that's all part of the allure. Next up, we've gotten rid of that boring black exterior that you bought the car because you liked the slickness of and replaced it with a mural of Miss Rachel and Bluey doing kick turns off the top of the GPO and grinding all the way down the spire. Kids will love it. Their parents will think you're having a psychotic episode, which is what Pimp Mom's Ride is all about. And finally, does anyone really need a steering wheel? We've kicked yours to the curb and replaced it with a diamond-encrusted frisbee, easily detachable for playtime with mom and the kids. If you lose it in the park and no longer have the ability to drive your car, please be assured we claim absolutely no responsibility for that and will not be replacing. Please see the small print of the contract in your glove compartment. Happy driving, Mom. All right. Hip Mom's Ride.
I don't know why, but for years, you know, my friend Emer, she's such a messer. One of her favorite things to rile me up is she sees this massive, like, family wagon driving by and goes, see that?
That's you.
That's what you're going to be driving when you're a kid. And I don't know why it bothers me so much. I'm like, Emer! She's like, see that? That's going to be you.
That's you. No, we'll all be in an Audi.
Yeah, right.
1038. Dublin. Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Hello there, how are we? It is Emma, Dave and Fiona. Emma and Fiona with you this week. Dave's off skiing and I'm concerned because he's been very quiet on Instagram stories.
No.
I expected kind of daily updates of him taking to the slopes and showing off about how good he is at skiing, but there's been nothing. Maybe he's realised he's really bad at it or something.
Oh, don't Maybe. Say that.
Maybe
that
he's lost his touch.
Because he famously says, I am amazing at skiing. I'm worried to everyone. I was like, oh, are you nervous like going away with the family? Like as in, if there's just like family like squabbles or like you know, fights or whatever. He was like, just nervous because like I'm a lot better at skiing than them.
He said
and, like,
that.
I hope they'll be able to keep up with me.
Are you serious? Oh my God.
I was like, all right.
I'm like,
good.
If you're so good, I want to see the receipts. Where are the
do.
Instagram stories?
Let's see the vids.
Now, it's only Tuesday, but we must talk this for a moment. It's a girly quiz.
Oh.
Reason being, as we just mentioned, Dave is away. He's skiing all week, allegedly.
Dave, God bless. Sorry, we love and miss Dave and he is skiing with his family.
But as a result, on Thursday, we're going to be joined by a very special guest in studio, and it's quite apt considering the circumstances. Fiona's husband, Dwayne, will be joining us on the girly quiz. How's he feeling?
He will. He's excited. It's going to be a pregnancy special, so yeah. We're going to check, does he actually know what he's getting himself in for when we go to have this baby in a few weeks' time? There's a lot he needs to be studying up on, so we need to check, is
Can
he
I
ready?
Ask, is like going back to Knocked Up and all those movies, are
yes.
the baby books an actual thing?
Well, it's all online these days, do you know what
so
I mean?
So what, you're just Googling things?
I've been Googling and we've been doing classes and we've been watching.
Oh, so he's doing all the classes too,
yeah,
which is good. Okay.
And we've watched some birth vlogs on YouTube.
No
which
way.
I think which I think is a good method of study. Because he said they make him feel better. Now normally I wouldn't let a woman talk to Dwayne. He's off limits to everyone. But in this scenario, you listening might be able to help him. You could be his phone a female. If you know a lot about childbirth, maybe if you have a child, or I just feel like a lot of us kind of know the ways in and out because we've watched Knocked Up and we think we know everything.
No, but also I think as a female, you're a little bit more versed on what may happen to your body someday.
Yeah, like through osmosis, you've heard your friends talked about like their labour stories and all the rest of it. Then you could be his phone a female. You could help him out. You will win, obviously, that €50 Just Eat voucher just for coming on and playing. So if you want to help Dwayne this week, it's girly in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
I've prepped the pregnancy questions.
You have?
I'd say he'll be a nervous man leaving here. That's all I'll say.
I think he'd be shook. Shook to his core.
Girly in a WhatsApp right now to help Fiona's husband out in the girly quiz this week.
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Tricky. Just 9 minutes after eight now, and we do this each and every morning on our show, The Tricky 10. We are yet to get someone to correctly guess all 10 answers or answer all 10 answers correctly. And if you do that, you win a grand. It's Aoife on to play this morning. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Just okay. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm actually sick and I'm off work.
Oh no.
What have you got? Is it a cold or?
A vomit and bug, I think.
Oh, oh my no. God. Oh, Aoife, you poor thing.
Awful. Are you on the flat 7-Up?
No, actually, I can't even hold down water.
Oh, God. Aoife,
so
you poor thing.
Do you have the bowl that's also used in the house for, like, making bread and cupcakes and, like, storing stuff, but it's also the vomiting bowl? Very troublesome detail of my childhood. The bowl was just used for everything. I shouldn't even talk about that because I don't want to make you sick. I hope you're okay, Aoife. That's rough.
Sorry to hear you're hearing rough, but hey, €1,000 might get you to the doctor.
Okay, right, we won't keep you too long then, Aoife, if you're in that sort of situation. I'll tell you how this game works. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock, and in that time we ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat itself. If you don't know the answer, I would say just give it a guess, but bear in mind we'll be only able to accept your first answer. Now, if you top the leaderboard at the end of this week, you will win that brand new Fuzzy Charge Snooty to get cozy and snuggle up inside of, and our recent edition. If you answer all 10 questions correctly, we will give you €1,000 on the spot. Currently, Elliot from yesterday is top of the leaderboard, scoring 3 in 55 seconds. Do you think you can beat that?
Of course you can.
Hope so.
Ah, you can, Aoife. We believe in you. We're all rooting for you here.
All right, I'm going to ask you your questions this morning and I'm going to count you in. Take a deep breath, maybe not too much because I might trigger something in here. Yeah, yeah. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. A regulation NFL game is made up of how many quarters?
4.
The National Botanic Gardens is in which Dublin Postal District?
Oh, I actually worked there before. Oh, no idea.
Okay, what date in February is it today?
10th.
Complete the name of the Sam Fender song, What Teen Going Under?
Ireland.
Lewis Hamilton completes in Formula what?
1.
Mary McAleese was what number President of Ireland?
Oh, 5.
In time zones, how many hours behind Ireland is New York?
Oh, 9.
In maths, what is 24 divided by 4?
4.
The community chess space appears how many times on a standard Monopoly board?
2.
How many times have the... I'll complete the question, but we're out of time. How many times have the Seattle Seahawks won the Super Bowl?
I'd say 3 times.
Okay, very good. How do you think you got on this morning?
Very good.
Well, we are not sure,
not
are we?
Good.
Let's just talk them up and see how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3.
Okay, a grand total of 3 again this morning. Producer Colm, do you have something to answer for? That's 2 scores of 3 back to back.
2 in a row.
What's the story with your questioning?
Maybe they've gotten trickier.
Maybe.
And you say as if they've been pulled from the sky and not from your old brain. Don't worry, Aoife, that it's the week of 3. Let's have a look at some of the ones that caught you out. The Botanic Gardens is in which Dublin Postal District? You did work there, so I feel like you didn't want to answer something outrageously wrong. So you gave it a pass. That's no worries. It was Dublin 9. Complete the name of the Sam Fender song, What Teen Going Under. I think you heard What Team Going Under. So you said Ireland, which is a Hall of Fame question.
Oh my
now.
God, we have another addition to the Hall of Fame.
Very, very exciting.
You're joining answers that include 12, 13, 18, O'Clock, 100, American, 21 and 70.
Pretty iconic. So that was 17 going under. You'd know the song if you heard it. Anyway, Mary McAleese was what number president of Ireland? You said 5. The answer is 8. In time zones, how many hours behind Ireland is New York? You said 9. The answer is 5. In maths, what is 24? Don't worry about it, girl. You're sick. Give yourself a chance, for God's sake. In maths, what is 24 divided by 4? You said 4. The answer is 6. Okay, see, there you go. It's just hard under pressure. Another Monopoly question from producer
Callum. Yeah, can we ban
Callum.
Monopoly questions,
I think that's enough,
please.
Monopoly now. The community chess space appears how many times on a standard Monopoly board? You said 2. I think that's a good guess. I wouldn't have had a clue. The answer is 3. And we ran out of time. Did we do the last question? How many times have the Seattle Seahawks won the Super Bowl? You said 3. The answer is 2. They won in 2014 and again on Sunday. But look, don't worry about it. You've got your sick day.
I got 3.
Yeah. You got 3.
What are you going to watch on Netflix or whatever today on your sick day?
Oh, I've no idea, to be honest.
Oh, watch Heated Rivalry if you haven't done it.
Yeah, watch Heated Rivalry.
Okay. Yeah, I highly recommend it. That's very good. And another one, if you haven't watched it, The Runaway on Netflix. Very enjoyable.
You've been shipping this one hard.
I
actually need to watch that.
So good. There's loads to be doing. You relax now and mind yourself, okay?
Please take care.
Thank you very much.
I hope you feel better soon.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. So top of the leaderboard at the moment, they're in joint top. Elliot and Aoife this morning with a score of 3 in 55 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Will there
it's
be
all to play for.
Will there be a Monopoly question tomorrow?
Absolutely.
No. We've had enough. We've heard enough of that cursed board. Don't hear another thing about the iron, the thimble or the little dog.
Tricky in a WhatsApp to get on and play tomorrow. Get yourself top of the leaderboards and win at Spin. It's Sam Fender now in the treadmill.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hey, we're back talking about this. I feel like a lot of people went home from work yesterday and watched Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show performance.
Yeah, I streamed it up to the telly.
That's what you were saying yesterday. You didn't want to watch it on the phone. You wanted to get back home and watch it on the big screen.
It was really good.
I did the same. I watched it. I watched the whole thing on telly. I had watched clips on my phone and all.
The set was, I think, the best set they've ever had from what I've seen of Super Bowl halftime performances. I just thought the attention to detail was so good.
Yeah, it really like brought you into this world, and like the more you look online, like there's so many details, like they
so many cultural references.
Yeah, they recreated like the set of this little like shop in Williamsburg that's really iconic. They had like the kid like asleep across three seats at the wedding, which is like a real Latino thing. I feel like Irish as well. I feel like there's always like a kid asleep under a seat. Hey, we're not that different, you and I. But one of the things that's really like that people have really picked up on is like the long grass, the like shrubbery that was like featured throughout the Bad Bunny
because it looked like
set.
I was like, how did they set up this massive, essentially, if you haven't seen it, it's like a maze, right? And it's amazing, and he kind of wanders through this maze to different elements of the performance, and I was like, how did they set that up so quick?
Exactly. So now at this stage you've probably seen the grass was people, there were people inside the bushes, and like you can see all these videos from people who were like in the stadium, all the grass people like running down to like take their positions.
It's amazing.
Just like a load of like grass lads.
It makes perfect sense because how else?
Yeah.
Well, at the time you wouldn't have thought it.
Yeah, like they have to be moving to like change the sets and stuff, and like the grass people have been vlogging, like saying like, come with me to be the grass at like Bad Bunny's halftime. It's incredible. They did get paid. They got paid $18.70 an hour for 70 hours of work. So that is $1,309 because they did 8 days of rehearsals and then game day itself. So
it would be a few quid more than 18 quid an hour.
I know. I guess
no, I'm not sniffing at it. It's good, but like it's a big undertaking.
It really
is. And if you mess up being the grass, the whole thing is thrown.
It is.
Like, don't understate the importance of being a grass member.
No, truly. And listen, if you in your primary school played a tree, get that on the CV, because it's not like, oh, I was tree number one. Now it's like, oh, you were tree number bloody one.
Yeah.
That was serious. A lot of people don't know this, but I saw one tweet that was like, this like bush man situation is very triggering for anyone from Dublin, because we have our own bush man here who likes to terrorise the streets. If you've never had the misfortune of having him jump out at you, you are very blessed and lucky.
It's never happened to me.
No, me neither, but I've seen him.
I've seen him
try away, and I say, you're not going to get me, Bushman. You're not going to get me. Not today. He hides on street corners and he jumps out at poor unsuspecting passers-by.
Who think he's a bush.
Because he's dressed as one. He's camouflaged. Now, people might not know, the Dublin Bushman actually did apply for a job at the halftime show.
No.
Yeah, he didn't make the cut. But I somehow found his cover letter.
Oh my God!
Yeah, he dropped it and I found it on the way to work this morning.
Mad!
So that's
probably why he didn't get gigs, it didn't make its way to Bad Bunny.
Yeah, he tried to post the hard copy, which isn't really the best way to apply for a job these days. I'm going to read it out anyway.
Okay.
Here we go. Dear Mr. Bunny, hope you're well and congrats on the Grammy, or should I say felicidades. I'm writing to apply for a position as one of the bush people at your Super Bowl halftime show. A lot of other people who've thrown their shrub in the ring might be dancers, might be cheerleaders, might be performers with years of experience, but have they worked specifically in the bush sector? I don't think they have. For context, I've spent the last few years of my life disguised as a bush and jumping out at poor unsuspecting tourists when they're simply trying to enjoy a day out in Dublin, terrorising corporate girlies on their way to the office, ensuring matcha flows all over their longchamps and no one truly ever feels safe on these streets. I know your message is very much one of love, safety and unity, but hey, you might want one bush person to play devil's advocate out there. I know you want to encourage people who are facing struggles at the moment, and you should know, I face my own kind of adversity, being kicked out of Stephen's Green and having the guards called on me for scaring the life out of people. And with an audience of over 1 million online, I'm comfortable moving around in a bush in front of a crowd. The leaves feel like an extension of my body at this stage, and no matter how much the people of Dublin protest, I'll never stop doing what I love. I guarantee that if you select me to be part of the halftime show, I will make the performance all about me. And you've had enough attention at this stage. Wouldn't you agree? Anyway, Buns, that's it from me.
Buns.
I'll be busy today terrorising couples who are trying to break up discreetly at the entrance of Stephen's Green. If you want me for the gig, please contact my team. XOXO, Bushman. Not sure how he didn't make the cut.
It's a crying shame that he wasn't included.
It really is.
A crying shame. You're on Spin. Just 20 to 9 now. Question for you this morning on 087 711 103. That's our number and we love your voice notes. I'm dying to know if there's a particular word that you, for most of your life, completely misunderstood. You're using it in the wrong context. Maybe you were like, oh, Scarlett for me. Or maybe it's a phrase you've been using wrong or someone in your life has, right? I'm telling you this because my partner, Jack, he misused such a common word the other day. I'm still laughing about it. Jack is like quite good at English and he throws out like certain words and phrases sometimes that I'm so impressed by. And like I did an English degree and maybe it's an Irish thing, but I wouldn't have the balls to say really casually, oh, that dinner there now, that was delectable.
I think that's it. It just feels a bit much.
Like, all you have to say is, it was yum, I like that.
It's a bit much.
Compliments to the chef there.
Don't be digging into the vocabulary box.
Whereas Jack can just throw out the word delectable, like, yeah, it was delectable. I'd be like, and he's not, he's actually, you know Jack, he's right?
He's actually a down-to-earth guy. He's a good skin.
He's a nice guy. I'm not. You know, it's just not like
Emma's boyfriend smokes a pipe and wears a monocle. Pass it on.
Quintessentially British.
And you just said quintessentially. Like, if an Irish person wants to say the word quintessential, they kind of have to prep themselves for about an hour beforehand.
Yeah, you would. And yeah, you'd have to do a bit of breath work before.
You'd be sweating. If I said the word quintessential on air, I'd immediately be looking at you and Dave to see if you're giving me evils. Do you know what I mean?
They would definitely give you the side eye.
He would give you stick.
Basically, you get what I'm saying. Jack uses the word delectable casually. And then the other day, he was telling me a story about a chat he'd had with his mom on the phone. And his mom was having some issue with an electrician. And he was over and back on the phone to her and she was getting cross, to, you know, talking about it. I think she'd been messed around with this electrician for ages or whatever. And I think he was rising her a bit. He was just kind of just trying to make light of it or whatever. And he turned to me and go, oh, Emma, she was absolutely mortified. And I was like, what? I was like trying to put together, I was like, was I not listening to the story? Why would she be mortified? Oh, like, I don't know. She was just absolutely mortified by the whole thing. And I was like, Jack, why would she be embarrassed? And he was like, she wasn't embarrassed. She's angry. And I was like, wait now a second. I was like, the word mortified, what does the word mortified mean to you? And he was like, that you're fuming.
Oh.
And I was like, wow. How often do you think you'd use that word to describe anger? Like, a lot. And he was like, well, yeah. Why? Panic button. Why?
Oh, God.
Why? What's it mean? Why? And I was like, it means embarrassed.
It means
like
scarlet.
Something that's really embarrassing. Like, I'm scarlet for you. Anyway, we're still joking about this. I'm like, the guy who uses the word delectable to describe a fry-up is now saying,
she's mortified means, after a phone call with the electrician.
I think if you dig really deep, and you're going to go all to thesaurus on me now, probably on WhatsApp, you probably will find somewhere in the description for the word mortified can mean angry way far
know.
Down.
I don't know. I feel like if anything, it's maybe close to horrified. Like, you're so embarrassed, you're horrified.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's like similar to anger.
No. And this is what I was saying. Anyway, it just made me laugh. And I was like, I'm going to have that on him forever. I'm like, and he was so passionate
so
telling
good.
Me as well. She was absolutely mortified. I was like, why would she? What?
Oh anyway. My God. How many people has he said that to?
I know,
that
Scarlett. I'd say he was lying in bed that night going, I used it in school. I remember in college, it was in my thesis. Whatever. 087-711-1038. What words or phrases have you been misusing or did you misuse or someone else in your life? We'd love your voice notes on 087-711-1038. Aperture on Spin.
Back
with
yourself.
Emma, Dave and Fiona. I don't know, the urge to say aperture is incessant.
Very relevant for what we're talking about.
Yeah, it is actually. Literally this morning on the show asking you what words or phrases did you mispronounce for ages or has someone in your life mispronounced. I was mentioning that my boyfriend Jack, I'm the one with the English degree, but for some reason his vocabulary is like way broader than mine. And it's an English thing. He's actually got the confidence to use words that aren't like, yeah, cool.
It's a bit like, I know this word is overused, but it's a bit notionsy, like, to be able to say things, as you were saying, delectable.
It shouldn't be, but like, Jack would be like, oh, that dinner, it's delectable. But like, he's actually a really sound guy and really normal. But like, for an Irish person, if I knew I was trying to throw the word delectable into a sentence, I'd be sweating for days beforehand. But the other day he was telling me a story about his mom, who was very angry about something, and he said she was absolutely mortified, and to say that I have this in my back bonnet now going forward, to always be able to say, like, you've been you're a 34 year old man and you've been misusing, mortified for your entire life. With that in mind, people in touch on this. Kaylee.
I was in work yesterday and a couple of people in my job are pregnant.
Okay.
And I said to one of the lads and one of the girls, like, ah, Jays, is there something in the waters? I won't be drinking it here. And the young lad looks at me and he's like, what do you think they're putting in the water? And I was like, what? And he's like, are they putting something in the water? Like, what do you think? And I was like, have you never heard that saying before? It was just so funny. Like, the younger crowd just don't seem to get the old idioms or the old sayings. And it was very funny. Mm. And I was absolutely wetting myself laughing, leaving the reception.
Just to not understand, there's something in the water around
That's
here.
So, so good, yeah. Something around the water. I remember actually, I went to drama school and we had a term with loads of Americans over. And one of the phrases that came up in one of the plays was like, who's he when he's at home?
Mm.
Which is, I think, very Irish. It just means like, who's that lad? But it's like, you know, we were trying to explain it. We were like, it doesn't mean anything. Like, you don't have to deliver it in any sort of way. It just means like, who are you? Stay to you.
Yeah,
who's he when he's at home? I don't know where it comes from. And then we were speaking of pregnancy. Me and Emma were talking about this. Like, I did a 360 or I did a 180. Like, you'd never know, like, if you flip backwards because...
Sorry, you're talking about the baby movie.
Yes. My baby was upside down, but now it's the right way around. All right, rock on. And I've been trying to tell people about it. And I'm like, the baby did a 360.
No.
The baby did a 180.
A 180. A lot of people misuse that one because they'd say like, oh, I did a 360 on that. And I'm like, well, I'm not a mathematician, but I think 360 degrees is a full circle.
You're back where you started from.
So if you want to go the other direction, you'd be going in the direction of 180.
Right.
A full 180. Now, Emma, who was in touch.
My husband, James, says a word wrong all the time. And it comes up quite a lot as well. So instead of saying island, he says Ireland.
Oh no.
So if we're going away, he'll say, oh yeah, that's just a little Ireland off Spain. And I always say, no, it's Ireland. And he's like, yeah, Ireland. It's a little Ireland off Spain. So yeah, I get a good laugh out of it every time he says that. Very funny.
This is absolutely adorable.
That's
never
country
change
pride.
James.
Tenerife, Ireland.
I'm going to go to all of the Aran Irelands this year. Here's Pink Panther, should I say. You're on Spin. Nisha's standing by. What word or phrase have you always mispronounced?
So I've always called a clothes horse.
Yeah.
For hanging out your clothes, a clothes hearse.
Until when?
Yeah, I get slagging for that now, I do.
Where freshness goes to die.
Brilliant. It makes sense. Clothes horse makes no sense. So you're onto something there,
yeah,
Nisha. Thank you.
About
the clothes horse. You're welcome.
Thanks, Nisha.
Let's go. David, Fiona in the morning. Hello there, how's it going?
Hey.
Another little miserable one out there, but your luck, we move, we'll get through it. I'm going for a walk today with my friend Martin. You know Martin. Martin Guilfoyle works here on Spin.
Cute.
And Martin adopts dogs with Irish dogs for the disabled.
Oh, yes.
So essentially they're in charity and this Martin's on his second dog with them now. He had to give back his beautiful baby boy, Steve.
Aww.
Martin and his partner have had Steve for a few years. We're so in love. And I just think it takes a certain kind of human to be able to...
Like foster and give away.
Oh my God, it's just amazing. Because I think with the charity, they'll send you updates and it's all for the greater good. There's someone who really needs the support of this dog.
Yeah.
And it's going to make this person's life so much better that like you're kind of seeing them off with pride, you know.
And you do,
you go get it, Steve.
Yeah,
you
do
go make
so
some
much
little
more
boy.
By like fostering all those dogs than just like adopting one or whatever.
Yes.
Well, obviously they're for to help people. They're assistance dogs.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm worried today because I'm meeting with Martin's dog at the moment too. He's fostering Usher. And
slaying.
I presume at this early stage of Usher's life, Martin and his partner are working really hard to train Usher in a certain way so that he's ready then for the next chapter of his life, whenever that will be. and I think Seamus is going to ruin everything.
Isn't it mad, like, when your dog comes up against a dog with a job and you're like, my dog is so useless, could never help anyone cross the road.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Kicking off Top 10 Tuesday. Normally, I don't get to play, which suits me fine because I'm pretty bad and it's embarrassing to have to showcase how bad you are at things on the radio. So I get to host it. But naturally, with Dave away, producer Callum in the hot seat today. Yes. And embarrassment for me to come, no doubt. And
if you like ranking 10 things in order, then this is the game for you. It is Top 10 Tuesday. Today, I'm going to give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think that top 10 of the topic might be. We do a lot of 10s on Spin, don't we?
We do.
10 in a row, the tricky 10, Top 10 Tuesday.
It's maybe too much.
Are. Too many 10s. We've done the first 10 X Factor Judges. We did that a couple of weeks ago. That was a popular
was
one. The last 10 Super Bowl performances we did a couple of years ago. Well, like maybe last year.
I think year. I was here.
Yeah, so we're not repeating that and loads more. Emma and Fiona this week. You have 3 lives each and you've got to take it in turns to try and complete my top 10 list. Mm-hmm. You get a point for each correct answer and you lose a life for each one you get incorrect. When you get 3 wrong lives, then you're out of the game. If you can't fill out the top 10, we'll throw it out to you listening on 087 711 1038 and you can win some IMC cinema passes this week. It's a bit of a stab in the dark for you, but I think with some educated guesses, you'll do all right.
I don't like the sound of that.
It's a geography-based one.
No.
This week, I am looking for the 10 most populated countries in the European Union.
Oh, interesting.
So there are 20...
Ah, we can guess this one too.
There's 27 countries in the European Union.
Is there 27?
There used to be 28.
I was, yeah.
Don't mention the war.
Yes, we will not mention that. So we are looking for the 10 most populated countries in the European Union. And
okay.
Emma, because you are a guest this week, you get to go first.
Spain.
España.
España, por favor.
Spain, in the last European census, had 48.9 million people, and they are in the list at number 4.
Okay.
Oh! Nice.
Okay, so that's high up, and I feel like there's a lot of... There'll be a lot of parts of Spain that are, you know... Not too populated in the middle.
Like the... Yeah, I know what you mean.
So I'm going to go Germany.
Germany. Safe guess there for you, Fiona. It's number 1.
Yay!
83.1 million.
Okay, I'm going to just go what kind of ones that I think on a map are big for now in my head. So Italy, please.
Italy.
The boot.
The boot. The big old boot. It is in there, Emma, at number 3.
Nice.
Wow.
That's 58.9 million. You're doing all right. Number 1, number 3 and number 4 so far.
I think we're going to struggle with the lower ones. Okay, so will I say the Netherlands?
The Netherlands.
Yeah.
Also known as Holland.
Yes.
But
that's what I mean.
Official name, the Netherlands, in the list at number 7.
Very good.
Whoa, okay.
With 17.6 million in the last European census.
Can I continue on that vibe around there, please, and go Denmark then?
Denmark. Emma Nolan.
Oof.
It is a European Union nation.
It's not in there.
It's number 16.
Sugar, oh, okay.
No.
Denmark. 5.8 million.
Oh my God, they're such a small nation. I did not know that. They're like us.
Now I'm struggling with... Is Sweden in the European Union?
I was thinking...
Union? But I think there are...
There
I think there are a lot of, like, sparse kind of...
It regions,
snowy
of
places
course,
where people
yeah.
don't live. What about Luxembourg?
Luxembourg.
Why are you laughing at me? I guess it's not in it.
Because it is a European Union nation. But it is
There's
the second smallest.
Is it?
Yeah,
number
is it that small?
Number 26.
But is it not, like, based on population per...
No.
Per how much...
No, the most populated countries. With the most population.
I thought it meant based on... Okay. I thought you meant based on, like, per square
foot.
No,
that's... That would be population per capita.
Okay, can I go Austria, please?
No, I'm annoyed now. Because I didn't listen.
Just about to throw a hand. Austria, number 14.
No, wrong way. No, not in there. Okay. My bad.
So, okay. Emma, you've lost 2 lives. Fiona, you've lost 1 life. We're looking for the 10 most populated countries in the European Union. Germany is number 1, Italy number 3, Spain number 4, and the Netherlands number 7. You're missing a very obvious one.
Where else just be around there? Ireland?
Wait, no, stop.
You said it. You've lost a life.
No.
Number 19, Ireland, with just over 5 million.
Come on, let's bring it back. Portugal.
Emma, you're out.
What?
What?
Portugal is number 12.
I know it's only a slip of a thing beside Spain, but I thought there'd be loads of people there.
10.2 million.
Wait, I'm annoyed now. What obvious one are we missing? Did we say France?
Oh, no, we didn't.
Did we not?
No.
Okay, well, that's what I meant when I said Ireland. I meant Le France.
Le France is number 2.
Yay! Okay. Okay, Fiona, you're on your own, on your own, on your own.
Oh, yes. Now I'm like, what the hell
Christmas
else
dinner.
Is there? Turkey, is it in the EU?
Turkey is not in the EU. But Emma, you said it, so I will give you another guess.
Okay.
Oh, it was.
Turkey's in Europe, but not the European Union.
Not a member of the European Union. Yeah. Okay, my bad.
What about...
populated countries.
Like Bulgaria, like are they in it?
Bulgaria is in the EU, but not in the top 10. It's okay. Number 15. Okay, so we are out. We're out of lives. Fiona, you have won the week. You got 3. Emma got 2.
Oh, I didn't know we do that.
Oh, we
must
do.
Not when Dave's here. We'll get so annoying.
We are looking for the 10 most populated countries in the European Union. We've got 5 down. There's 5 to go, which means 5 cinema passes up for grabs. 087-711-1038. The list as it stands. Number 1 is Germany. Number 2 is France. Number 3 is Italy. Number 4 is Spain. 5 and 6 are blank. Number 7 is the Netherlands. And then 8, 9 and 10 are all to be filled. Can you fill them in? 087-711-1038.
Get involved. Make a show of us.
Don't Google this. I feel like people are going to Google this. Don't Google this one.
Just have a bit of fun with it and see how you get on. Get in touch with us and play for your way to the cinema this morning. It's Spin. But right now we're in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday. And I knew it. I knew it. I knew the one time that Dave is away and I'm not in the hosting position. And I like being in the hosting position on Top 10 Tuesday because I come across really thick sometimes. And it was an opportunity for me not to have the opportunity to come across as thick. But here we are. And Callum's asking for the 10 most populated countries in the European Union.
Yes.
Look, we all embarrass ourselves.
I'm here listing countries that aren't even in the European Union.
In fairness, you got 5 out of 10. You did 50%. So in the 10 most populated countries in the EU, there was 27 to choose from. There used to be 28, but we don't mention that. The 5 that you got was number 1, Germany. Number 2, France. Number 3, Italy. Number 4, Spain, and then number 7, the Netherlands. But there's 5, 6, 8, 9, and 10 that you're struggling, and Fiona still looks like she's about to punch me.
No, people think I'm lying about this. I thought you said per capita or whatever. Per square foot. Why I said Luxembourg. I know it's small.
Luxembourg is tiny.
I'll back Callum on this one. That was a figment of your imagination and that never happened.
I know. I know there's about 10 people in Luxembourg, but it's also about 10 feet wide. So do you not see where I was coming from?
10 feet wide is very small.
I know. That's what I mean. That's like they're jammed in there.
Right.
Guys, hey, we're all friends here.
Kira is standing by to help us out. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Right, we're stuck on Top 10 Tuesday. Do you have any guesses for us?
Poland is one.
Oh, that's smart.
Romania.
Let's go one by one for you there, Kira. So, Poland, you are guessing, and it is in the top 10 at number 5.
Oh my God.
Well done.
I was only there a few months ago.
Sickner.
It's so vastly populated. Yep. I'm thick. Okay.
37.8 million people in Poland. Come on, Kira. Let's get the next guess in.
Romania.
Romania. It's number 6.
Smart.
Wow.
I swear to God, I was genuinely going to say
there is
Romania.
A big gap between 5 and 6. Number 5 was Poland, 37.8. Romania, 19.1.
All right, okay.
Wow.
Can you keep it going, do you think, Kira? Do you have a few
Belgium?
More?
Belgium?
It's Belgium in their column.
Belgium. It's number 8.
Oh, wow. Well done, Kira.
Kira, did you Google this?
I did.
What? Lie. Kira, lie better.
I did.
I got 2 of them and then I Googled the third one.
Is the answer you were looking for.
I respect the honesty. Well, can Google keep going then, Kira? What else have you got?
Czech Republic.
The Czech Republic, God. A.K.A. Czechia. Yes, it's in there. Czechia, sorry. It's number 9.
Okay, do you know what I find is a real giveaway, Kira, when you cheat like that, is you actually just copied and pasted because they're actually in order.
Yeah.
Wait, okay.
Give us number 10.
Greece.
Yay!
It's not in the list. No, I'm joking. Congratulations, Kira. You've duped us. You were very honest with us. So you're getting the 5 cinema passes. Congratulations.
Thank
well done,
you.
Girl.
Well done, Kira.
Bye.
We love the honesty.
Thanks a million. Bye, girl.
Bye-bye. We're getting some horrible messages, Fiona, on the back of that, accusing us of someone saying, now I know what the education in Ireland is so weak. I actually think we have a great education system here.
I think we do as well. Mm. And sorry, I mean, Ciara obviously didn't help that by openly saying she Googled the answer.
Look, I respect Ciara for being honest. If she lied to us and said that she hadn't Googled when it was very obvious that
I love it.
I would have revoked the cinema pass.
The fact that she listed them in the order that they are populated by.
I don't need to know that information as I go about my daily life. If there's ever a reason why I need to know that, I can read it in a book.
But what if you ever want to go on the chase?
I won't.
Very good point.
Clearly.
Emma, you might.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I was telling you, I got into a massive rabbit hole on TikTok the other night, and it was basically someone, it wasn't even a very popular TikTok, to be honest, it just came up my FYP. But someone had taken this Reddit thread that was shared years ago, and essentially what it was, what the question was, what is something that rich people know about or spend their money on regular folk just wouldn't even be aware of, the kind of services and things that they do or whatever. So they had a few examples on the TikTok and I was like, what? So I had to do some investigative journalism of my own, find the original threads, and I wanted to bring some of them to the show that made me go, what, as much, right? So I'll walk you through some of them. Someone said a household chief of staff, not a butler. We're talking a logistical CEO for someone's personal life, overseeing pilots, yacht crews, estate managers, nannies, art creators, and making sure the fridge in their fourth home is always stocked before they land.
Sorry, that's a very varied CV you have to be able to manage the pilot and the fridge filler.
Exactly.
Like, what did you do at college to do that?
One guy before, he used to work in a house that had an underground garage beneath the library.
Of course.
The car park had the ability to hold 80 cars. That's 80 cars. This person that was very wealthy was expecting to have lots of parties, obviously. This one is my favourite. Orchid daycare. I have an orchid. My man bought me an orchid. My friend bought me an orchid. They're all dead. Orchids are impossible to keep alive. What you do with orchid daycare, which is for the wealthy, is you send your non-blooming orchids to be taken care of until it's blooming again. And in the meantime, they give you blooming orchids to take home so that you have blooming orchids.
No.
It's amazing.
Sorry, isn't the whole thing about orchids, you never water them? Like, that's... So this is a scam. You do nothing with them.
But that's the idea, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know. But again, they're getting scammed out of their own money because they have it to spend. This one's a bit lengthy, so hear me out. I worked for a privately owned company run by a single guy making between 2 and 3 million a year. He offered me extra money to run some errands for him. One errand was measuring the bookshelves in his new mansion, then buying enough books to fill them in. Books, by quote, that make him look intelligent.
Oh, stop.
He handed me a credit card. I spent 6 hours looking through and spending $11,000 worth of books, and then spent the entire weekend arranging them. A few weeks later, he called me saying, I'll pay an extra few bob if you rough them up because they look too unread.
No.
They don't look like they've been read or tampered with. He paid me an extra 5,000 to rough them up, plus meals, so strangers would think that he read them. Another spent 30 million lining a riverbank so guests wouldn't get muddy swimming.
What?
Unbelievable. What? My brother once did a private fireworks show for a billionaire, cost him 28 grand, and he spent every cent of it. And finally, you know Burning Man, the festival in Nevada?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like Burning Man, the kind of concept of it is that there's no such thing as money at Burning Man. A friend of mine, Niall, went years and years ago. You go, you arrive at the desert, and you have to barter all weekend. So, for example, my friend Niall and his friend Darren, when they went first years ago, they filled a camper van, full of bottles of water.
Yeah.
So all weekend, if they wanted food, if they wanted a drink, they'd say, we have the water, and they go, great, we have sandwiches, and that's just how you get through the weekend. That's the idea.
Oh my
this
God.
Guy obviously didn't read that. A Burning Man last year, a billionaire wanted pizza from his favourite place in Italy. So he flew in 5,000 pizzas, the staff and the pizza oven for the whole weekend as his way of bartering. Wow. He flew in the pizza place from
Sustainable.
Italy.
Sustainable.
Yeah. Then he climbed on the oven and made pizza for everyone.
No.
What a weirdo.
Can I just say, I would be immediately dead at Burning Man. I would not be able to haggle or barter for my life.
Yeah, you'd be too nervous.
I'd be like, oh no, it's grand.
You'd be like, here, I've water in my SUV. Do you just want it?
Do you want a sup out of my Stanley or something?
Do you want a drink? But I don't want anything like your grand. I'm clearly decrepit here and dying and haven't eaten in 4 days and not even having a great time because I don't know where to get a drink. But hey,
who's
do you want
even
my
on
water?
This thing?
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. Welcome in to what some consider the most important part of the show, even though it gets cut so regularly. That's just a by the by. But it's the part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want. And don't worry, we're not going to cut it anymore. I will no longer be silenced. Final thoughts.
You're going maternity leave next week.
Yeah, but I'll be calling in to do this every day, including from the labour ward in between contractions. I will do this segment by hell or high waters. Final thoughts for today. I don't think parents should have social media of any kind. I know I'm about to be a parent very soon, but the rules don't apply to me. Last night, I have about 19 family WhatsApps, because obviously my parents aren't together. You have a WhatsApp just with your dad, you have a WhatsApp just with your mom, you have a WhatsApp with your mom and your sister without your brother for like girly chats, whatever. So,
and then there's the wider family groups as well, like cousins.
I have them muted for many reasons. So, my dad last night. My dad's recently got an Instagram, and
what's his name on Instagram?
Like Jed Frawley or something.
Oh, no, oh God, I didn't.
And every time
everyone go follow him.
No, don't. I think he has a couple of accounts, but every time I look at his Discover page, he's like, I don't know how these, like, it's very inappropriate stuff and all. And then my sister messaged into our group yesterday. She was like, Dad's just shared a WhatsApp story. Do you want to do one guess? One guess what
my
you think
dad
this
shared something to his WhatsApp story before, and I had to ring him. You know the way like dads love sending jokes to each other, and it's like a meme, and it's like, what dude, like it's honestly like the petty Irishman, petty Englishman, like these jokes, but they're really rude at the end.
Oh, and, like, of course, and they're not appropriate.
And they send it into the WhatsApp group and you give it like a supportive like, being like, oh dad, that's gas.
Yeah,
like, didn't laugh once. He posted to a story.
Okay, so
like, oh, dad, that has to come down.
That's something that you'd think a dad would share. Dwayne was like, oh, I bet he shared something inappropriate about the Super Bowl. I was like, no. He shared a picture of my brother-in-law in a swimsuit topless when him and my sister got engaged, popping a bottle of bubbly. He shared that on his WhatsApp story.
For how long?
A video.
It was about an hour.
We just have a screenshot of it.
Gosh.
I'm just showing
Emma. The picture here. Got it.
I think it was up there for an hour or so before he had to.
Did you call him?
No, my sister did and was like, please take that down for legal reasons. But yeah.
What's the reaction from the brother-in-law?
I actually haven't got his yet.
He's probably flattered.
He's like, I'm looking well.
Yeah,
I'm looking ripped in that. I mean, it was 2 years ago, so I'm like, how did you even reshare that? No one's thought about that video in a while.
Well, yeah, it's like the worst version of I accidentally like to pick from ages ago on someone's Instagram.
I accidentally shared it to my WhatsApp story.
Sigala and Talia Marno, this is Stay the Night on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.